Okay, I'm gonna call to order the planning and zoning meeting for September 3rd, 2025. Thanks for everybody that's here. If you did not sign in, please make sure to write your name on our sign-in sheet before you leave. Can I get a roll call for this meeting, please?
Jensen?
Here.
Youngkin?
Here.
Guthrie?
Here.
Clark?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. First item is any changes to the agenda today? See none. Can we get a voice vote approval? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same. The agenda is approved. Next item, approval of minutes from the August 6th meeting. There's no changes. I take a motion.
I motion we approve the minutes from the August 6th Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
And I second that.
Moved and seconded. We'll do a voice vote again. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same. Minutes are approved. We'll move on to public comments. So this is the time of the meeting for anybody on Zoom or here in person to offer comments to the commission that will not be talked about on the other items on the agenda. So if anybody has something not on the agenda they'd like to talk about, come up to the podium and introduce yourself. Okay, seeing no comments, we will move on to the public hearing, which is discussion and consideration of the Ember Recovery Campus Phase 2. Marcus, take it away.
All right, good evening, Commission. Tonight before you is the Phase 2 request for YSS's Ember Recovery Campus. This is the campus that was approved back in 2021, and this is located just southwest of Cambridge. So what they're applying for here is to basically expand within their own boundary some of the services that they can offer to the youth that are staying and getting services at the Ember Recovery Campus. With that, this phase two is still located on their property, so nothing's expanding. They're not getting any additional property from this. And you'll see some images here of where that location is proposed on the site. So the existing site is the entirety of this parcel. Where they're proposing for all these improvements to go is going to be located in this cleared area right here. The existing facility that's operating currently is all built out in this area, and there is a pond that's being constructed right in this area. So here is the proposed building layout. So this new building here is what they're calling the maintenance shop, but what that is where they're going to host classes, educational stuff for the youth that are currently residing at Ember Recovery. We have a sports field here. Around this area are the eight proposed tiny homes for, and we'll get into what those are proposed for later on. There's a barn here, and then this is a large pond that they have been creating throughout this whole process. There'll be some features around this, including some like fishing piers. There'll be a bridge over this, and then some environmental landscaping just to help with like counseling services, things like that. So with that, we'll go into the compatibility of this. So the proposed use is compatible with the existing use of the site. Again, this is just to allow for YSS to provide additional services for the youth that are there. They also do 12-step meetings there. So they bring in counselors for those meetings specifically for the youth. And they have two of those meetings a week right now there where the counselors will come to the site for the youth to provide those services. So this one, again, just kind of shows this area where the proposal, where all the improvements are going to be. This is an updated aerial, so you can see where the existing site is sitting. This access road has been removed from the request. It's not feasible at this time to do that. So regarding the transition, you know, this is situated about 2,100 feet from the roadway of 580th. The distance from, so just that distance alone, plus all the natural vegetation that's there and the existing construction that has happened on the east side of where this is proposed, will provide enough of a buffer for transition. And all the setbacks are, based on all the site plans we've received so far, are being met, will be met. Regarding traffic, really the only traffic impact that is being, that's thought to come from this is about 15 trips additional a day. So that would include, you know, with this new maintenance, they're calling it the maintenance shop. So where they're going to have their classes, where they're going to teach some of the kids trades, things like that. It'd be those people who are coming to educate these youth in these trade skills that they can then use later on in their life. The engineer's office didn't have any concerns with this. There's the existing condition that will stay in effect along with all the existing conditions regarding the dust control measures that have to be placed along 580th, along the dwellings in front of YSS. Regarding parking, so all the parking will take place on the site. Nothing will be parked on any public roadways. The site plan shows about 25 parking stalls, which meets all of our requirements for our parking maximums that we have as a county. All the drives have to be located 5 feet from any property line. They're all proposed to meet that setback. And generally all of the parking based on the site plan is going to be kind of sandwiched between the tiny homes, the maintenance shop, the little sports field that's there. So any signs and lighting, YSS knows that any signs, they have to come through us for a permit. They also, excuse me, know that all lighting, anything over 1,800 lumens has to be fully shielded. We have a dark sky ordinance, so. Regarding environmental protection, again, we don't have any anticipated vibration, dust, smoke, fumes, odors, all of those things from this proposed request. Again, YSS with the previous proposal had granted a 29-acre easement to conservation. I went out on site earlier this year with conservation and YSS, walked the site. There's no concerns from conservation with what's been happening on the site, and YSS will provide conservation with all the plantings that they're proposing to do so that conservation can confirm we're not bringing any invasive species in with any of the landscaping that's proposed. So we had the other piece of this is any DNR permitting. So when we're adding these like tiny homes in this maintenance shop, there's going to be waste generated. YSS understands that DNR is likely going to have to permit any of those, that waste treatment system because of how large the system currently is already on the site. NPDS permits, so for all the grading work that they do, we have an active one on the site. And just prior to this meeting, just a few minutes before, I got an email with updated information based on the DNR regarding their dam meeting all the requirements that the DNR has put on those. So and this one is just showing that easement that has been granted conservation. So it covers this entire hashed area throughout there. So with that, if the commission concludes that all the above development criteria will be met, it must recommend approval of the application unless it concludes that if complete as proposed, there's strong probability that the development will not meet these standards. Based on our review, we do not see that it will not meet all of the county standards. So with that, again, this is a currently established use. This is something for the youth that are there to help give them skills and access to additional treatment opportunities that currently are not available, especially like the trade school, those sorts of things that then can help them further themselves. So the whole focus of this facility is on the kids and nature-based therapy. And phase two is an integral part to continuing recovery for these youth that are there. As of when I was finishing up this presentation, we still hadn't, and it was in the staff report, when the staff report went live on Friday, I think, we hadn't gotten any comments. No one had called, no one had sent any emails. As of finishing up this presentation this afternoon, no calls, no emails. We did send out our notices, and we increased our area to the half mile like we have in the, historically, for anything relating to the YSS project. So with that, here are all the conditions. So I'm going to go through these, as these are all new. None of these conditions would change any of the existing conditions on the existing CUP and how those are enforced. So first condition is that the original from conditions from CUP 21-00009 remain in full effect and unchanged. Zoning permits, including sign permits, are required to be obtained prior to any work beginning on the site. Any subsequent improvements to the site will require insignificant or minor modifications to the CUP and applicable zoning permits. All lighting and signs on the site must meet county requirements. The entirety of phase two, including the tiny home cabins, are only permitted to be used by family members or guardian youth under the care of YSS at Ember Recovery Campus. So with that one, after talking with YSS a little bit the other day, we're wanting to update that just from the staff report and add a little bit more language to that. So the entirety of phase two, including the tiny homes cabins, are only permitted to be used by family members slash guardians for those providing direct care or services to the clients under the care of YSS at Ember Recovery. So just want to make sure that is noted in there. A log of the people who stay in the cabins is required. Site can't be used for any purpose outside of services or activities directly for the benefit of the youth at YSS or the proposed 12-step meetings. All refuse mechanical equipment must be screened. Stormwater management plan meeting county requirements shall be submitted prior to the issuance of any zoning permits. NPDS permit must be obtained from the DNR. A septic permit must be obtained from the DNR for any new wastewater generation prior to the issuance of zoning permits. No development may occur in the floodplain without obtaining a floodplain permit. And so the National Fire Protection Association Chapter 13 standard for the installation of sprinkler systems shall be met for all new structures. The construction drawing shall be provided to Cambridge Fire. Any work in the conservation easement must be approved by Story County Conservation prior to the issuance of any zoning permits, and any planting plan and planting must be approved by Story County Conservation. So those are all conditions that are proposed to be tied to this with the adjustment that I read out. We just want to make sure we're with that change. Between the two, it may not seem like a lot, but making sure that those who are providing direct services are included in that conditional condition there. Oh, sorry. Any ground disturbance must be stabilized within 14 days. This includes the ground that will be moved again, but longer than 14 days. All erosion control measures must always be in place and in an operational state, and county staff may check this at any time. All buildings must meet state fire codes, and building plans have to be submitted to the Cambridge Fire Department. So So with that, staff is recommending option two. So that's as to be as presented tonight with the conditions. And I'm here for any questions that you have of me.
I had one for you. Have we considered going from two on the gravel? Because I live on the gravel and we do the dust, you know, in front of our house as well. There's a new option out there now, at least with our provider, for three sprayings during the summer versus two. So it just lasts a little bit longer into the fall. Is that something that the county has thought about or knew about? Again, just with there's more traffic coming out here now, just as something to require for this permit.
You all can, if you want to add that can a modified condition to that, you all can make a judgment on that.
Okay, thanks.
Thoughts from the others?
We can, Bart, once we get a motion, we'll discuss through that, whether we want to amend that or not. So appreciate your comment. Any other questions to staff? Okay, we'll move to public comments. Give the applicant, I think the applicant's here, if they want to start. Anybody that's going to come up for public comment, I'll say this after the applicant talks, but please make sure to state your name and the address of where you're from. Make sure your comments are directed to the commission, not to staff or to the applicant. Thanks.
Thanks, Andrew Allen. My formal title is President and CEO of YSS. My most important title is alumnus. This is a program that saved my life more than 30 years ago. Just real quickly, when you approved this 4 years ago, I'm not sure anyone knew that this would be end up being the largest investment in children's behavioral health in our state's history. So this is a crown jewel for Story County. I can't leave my home, which is in Huxley. I am a resident of the Ballard community, without somebody saying, wow, I can't believe what's been done at Ember Recovery Campus. So we've been in operation since January. This is a program that's transforming lives every single day, and could not be more proud of the team to my left that is enabling it to happen. So we're excited to provide comprehensive support. You might not know it. I was number one in the country for binge drinking. And we want to make Iowa the number one place in the country for young people to recover, and phase two helps us get that done. So just want to thank the commission for considering it, and really thank Marcus. The planning and development team has been great to work with, and really appreciate the consideration.
Thanks. Yep, then any other comments, go ahead and go up to the lectern and remember name, address, and then try to stay concise if you can. Try to get through all the comments that you guys have.
Hi, my name is Michael Wright. 264-65, 605, Nevada, Iowa. Our farm is right next to the property down there. One of my concerns was the access point to where they're going to get back to the back corner now, coming off the gravel 580th. Right now we farm both properties next to it, and there's a tree line there, and then the big pond. They had a map up here earlier with the access road. So was there any thought to that, was my question.
Yeah, I think if you can go ahead and address
that. That access road is not happening right now.
So there's no new access
road.
They're going to use the existing drive and extend it.
Yep. Well, everything's going to happen back here, back in the corner.
Everything's coming from 580th.
So they have to go through there to
that goes there. Through phase one to get to phase two.
Yep. And I don't, they won't, they're not going to allow that.
Can I?
Yeah.
It's their own property.
Right, but
no. So YSS owns this property. They have a drive that comes down to here, and they're just extending the drive within their own property back here.
So during construction, the farm was driven on this side. So there's all concrete going back in there now. I don't know if they can drive on it with heavy machineries. So.
Yep.
So this was, like you said, approved 4 years ago?
Correct.
So we sat here. We had questions as public, as the neighbors, that we were going to see as problems. My mom lives right there, 32700. We have encountered three problems so far. One of them was late at night. The other two were during the day. I strongly feel that we need to resolve the problems right now before they go forward. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Okay, thanks. We will, if you can go back to the options there. Oh, yeah, sorry. If anybody's online and they wanted to speak, either raise your hand or if you're unmuted, you can start talking. Give it a couple more seconds. All right. Thanks, Jennifer. I think you muted her.
All right. Hello, my name is Jennifer Ducray. I live at 57560 Highway 210. I would like to echo the previous gentleman's comment about having issues that need to be resolved with the facility and their elopement of people off of their property. So maybe a proposal would be to put a fence up or to keep something to keep the juveniles within their facility. There is ongoing mediation with the neighbors that are going to be coming up on September 14th. So I would propose to this group that they maybe postpone this decision until the neighbors and YSS can get together and maybe get a little more resolution to the solutions that we have going on in our community. I also would really strongly like this because they've made promises that they've not fulfilled in terms of monitoring and keeping track of individuals involved in the program. And I have experience through work with a location in Oklahoma where they built essentially a trade school type program, and they stole a Sawzall and broke into a vehicle, stole that, did different stuff. And so we're adding with trade school, trade work, all that trade stuff, we're adding tools and different things that could become weapons and different stuff that are not good for us. And so I'd like to get that resolved. I apologize I can't be there in person today. I am out of state for work at an audit And I thank you for hearing me out, and I'll answer anything else that you'd like, or you guys can continue on.
Yeah, thank you for jumping on Zoom, and thanks for your comments. I think we got a couple other people on Zoom. Just want to make sure you have time to speak if you have anything you'd like to say.
What's that? Oh.
Okay. We will end public comments now and go back to the options. I did have one question, I guess I didn't ask you. With the tiny homes, is there any minimum maximum stays in that thing? How does that operate? Not the cabins, the actual, like the parent worker thing.
Yeah. If Andrew wants to talk about it, it's from what we've talked about, share like over a week, they parents come for like a weekend to be involved in the kids' recovery process. So they're there for a weekend and then they go back. So.
Yeah, he's got it just right.
Yeah, so you have a maximum on that? You just generally it's a...
I mean, 99.99% would be 1 or 2 days. So okay. This is kids have, we have family weekends, families come to visit kids, and so they would be just simply staying there with their kids over the weekend.
Okay, thanks.
I do have a general question concerning the comments that we've heard, and maybe this isn't the right place for it, but I am curious, What is the process when there are issues with neighbors and dealing with youth, and what is the process that you go through to be heard and have issues resolved? I'd like to hear that. If I could.
I think in general, there's
not specifically.
Yeah, there's neighborly. What we're here for is for what's the plan and zoning can approve,
right.
Not for neighbor communication. Do you have any more to add to that? I don't think you need to answer that question.
Yeah, we've had open houses, I've invited the neighbors, and we've got a scheduled meeting as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I would entertain a motion, then we'll get to a discussion here.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the second alternative with approve of what they are offering with conditions.
Yeah, I second.
And then you also need to add the change that he verbally said.
As it was presented tonight.
Like all of those 16 different things they discussed.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, I second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to approve the alternate as presented tonight with the conditions and the amendment concerning the tiny homes. Discussion. Bart, if you want to talk through anything, unmute yourself as well. So the motion, Bart, did not have your change of 3 treatments to the gravel road.
Okay with that.
Okay. No questions, no comments? Can I get a roll call, please?
Guthrie?
Yes.
Youngkin?
Yes.
Clark?
Here. Yes. Sorry.
Jensen?
Yes. Okay, motions passed, moved to passed. That's the only item we have for public hearings. Any comments from staff? You guys are all welcome to leave if you want. You can stick around for some comments if you as well. So remember to sign in if you didn't.
I don't think we'll have. We will. What do we have?
Yeah.
Oh, we will have meeting. We will have a meeting.
In October?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
For those that did have some comments, where does this go to next? This goes
Board of Adjustment.
So this will go to Board of Adjustments in 2 weeks. So after that, September 4th. So is that on the 17th? Is it 2 weeks from today?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
All right. So on the 17th is where it'll go to next.
Yep.
Okay. Any comments from the commission? All right. Quick meeting. I'd take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're done. Thanks.